It's 9/11. Swedish Chef, happy birthday. We are live on CLTV and here on 720 WGN. Couple of special guests in the studio. You recognize these two?
I do, and I'm so excited they're here because they're fun. Not that you guys aren't fun.
Yeah,
but
really.
This is just an extra treat.
We don't know where Comcast NBC SportsNet's Patrick Boyle is today, but we know where Catherine and Patrick are, and they're here in studio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Patrick?
I could be doing better, but yeah.
You're feeling so-so.
Yeah.
Are you thrilled that you're here to see me?
Patrick, we feel that way too some days.
Really?
Listen, buddy, I understand. You don't feel good. You'd rather still be in bed, right?
No, I'd rather be watching TV.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way.
Patrick, Dave, and I say that too sometimes.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Well, you're on TV right now. If you wave at this camera right here, you're on CLTV. Give it a wave. Okay.
Hello.
And, Catherine, your birthday is this week?
Yes.
All right, so this will be your happy birthday show today.
Thank you.
What can we do for you? How can we make your birthday more special?
I'm not sure.
You know what? All I've got is money. Hold on a second.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
no.
She's so nice.
Never like a gift wallet in the mouth.
There you go.
You know, Patrick, it's a shame you said you wanted to watch TV. You might get this as well. Please pass that over to Catherine. Happy birthday, Catherine.
Thank
That's
you
20
very
American
much.
Dollars that
Thank
I just
you.
Printed this morning in the basement.
Yeah, we don't even get that for our birthday.
No, do not.
Well, you can't give her the Hooters gift card.
No, that would be wrong.
Yeah, it
would be on all sorts
wrong.
Of levels. Mm-hmm. Sandberg, you know, these guys got up early for us, and I feel sort of bad about it. What else can we do for them?
Well, and we should feel extra bad because it's their first day of spring break. So it technically should have been their first day of sleeping in.
Every dream come true. You get to hang out on a talk show.
On your first day.
Fantastic.
It's funny that you say about dreams coming true because my parents gave Patrick a Dave and Buster's experience for his birthday. And when he opened it, he said, all my dreams are coming true.
Please.
That's sweet.
First Dave and Buster's and now your old pal Steve Cochran. Huh? You're living all right, Patrick.
Yeah.
That was cool when you guys had the video game truck that pulled up. Did you love that?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
So much.
It was a surprise, though, right?
No idea.
Were you? But I don't like surprises.
But you were completely surprised, though, right, when you saw the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like...
I don't understand. Your head exploded. I don't understand the video game truck. So you and all your buddies get in the truck and play?
Well, basically you have video games at your house.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just like a truck with a bunch of TVs.
But you're not hanging out with your pals. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Well, yeah. But there's like a bunch of TVs.
Yeah, Steve, pay attention.
You can like play with your friends, too. Like there's...
But this is a teen girl thing, right? Like you and your friends wouldn't do this?
Well, you would say it's not a teen girl thing, but ask where we found Catherine during the party.
Would you jump on one of these stations?
I did, yes.
Yeah. She tried to play Minecraft.
No. I was playing that one game where you like kept shooting me.
Oh,
you have to find me in the
any game where a little brother can shoot a big sister on a video game.
And I had no idea how to play, and he would not go easy on me.
Catherine had no idea, and like a bunch of times I'd be right behind her.
Oh,
like
sweet.
Up on her,
so you snuck up on her and you video got her.
And she'd say, don't shoot me. And I'd be like, well, that's the point of the game.
That's so funny.
Why else are we here?
Exactly.
So cute.
So you guys are going out of town?
Yes.
And what do you do when you go out of town? You go to the beach?
The beach, the pool.
They play mini golf. They go go-karts.
They drive in a golf cart, too, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah, it's like you're allowed to drive around in a golf cart, except like on the highway, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of golf where you're going.
And Catherine is, you know, she's going to be 14 on Friday, and so she's technically not old enough to drive. But like this year, she got taller than me this summer, so mm-hmm. I was letting her drive in the golf cart when we were playing golf, because if you're taller than me, it seems like you should be allowed to drive.
I thought maybe you were sipping the mommy juice and decided it was time for her to get behind the wheel.
No.
It did work out nicely having her in charge there.
What do you know what you have planned for your birthday yet, or is that going to be a surprise too?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I usually find like a cool restaurant. I don't know.
She's had a slow kickoff.
Yes.
On Friday, we did a family birthday dinner with my parents at Elwood's, and then she came home to her room was decorated. and she had gifts.
Super cool.
And she tried on bikinis, which is what every 14 year old.
And that's when your father had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what she was screaming. Actually, he was in the bathroom, and she's like, "Dad, do you want to see it on me?" And
he's like, "No,
no, no, no."
And then last night, she and Patrick, what do you guys? What did you guys do?
Went to an escape house, and then we escaped. So that was exciting.
You know what? So cool. We did that. Okay, now here's just the intelligence.
You're talking about the escape
level.
House?
Yeah, our news department did this. It's kind of like a team building thing. We set up. We divided ourselves into three teams. I don't think anybody got out, and Catherine and Patrick are like, "Oh yeah, we got out, no problem."
Secret room stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys climbing in the fireplace.
You guys aren't locked in there.
Well, they eventually let us out.
No, I mean the newsroom. I meant the newsroom.
I know. They felt sorry for us, I think, and let us out.
We were really bad. Oh, you know, man.
You guys probably don't know this, and your dad probably hasn't told you, but when your dad and Dave and I were kids, we didn't have birthdays. That's like a new thing. That was invented in the 80s.
It was a trend.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't even know how old we were. Just every year would go by, and you felt a little older.
Are you kidding? Our parents didn't know how old we were.
I'm sure you had cake.
No.
No. Cake hadn't been invented.
Cake was invented in what, Mary? Was it 82? 83?
Oh, yeah.
What? You guys didn't even get a birthday cake?
Nope.
Aw, I feel bad.
You probably got the game chess, because that was around a long time ago.
But it was a game checkers. We played checkers. Have you ever played checkers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was checkers. We had checkers. You know, we had checkers and a rock.
Rock.
And then you could take the rock, and you could throw it at your friend, and then you could take it and throw it back.
Oh, I had Twister. Not Twister with
Well, guess who the rich kid was on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, look who had Twister.
Well, when you have like 10 siblings,
that's true.
Ready for a game.
That's how her parents kept the kids busy. Let them all get into one pile.
We all ended up killing each other, too, on that Twister.
So I want to know, did you, Patrick, ask for something for your birthday, and did you get it? And Catherine, what are you asking for your birthday?
I asked for a trampoline. Well, I'm not getting it yet.
Not yet.
Because it's not warm enough.
Right.
And... Yeah.
Well, is it the trampoline with the walls around the side?
Yeah.
So you and your knucklehead friends don't go flying off onto the pavement?
That's a basketball hoop, too.
You had a what?
The basketball hoop, too. It's like a basketball
hoop.
Okay. For the trampoline, yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Catherine, what do you want for your birthday?
Well, I asked for AirPods.
My
grandparents gave me them.
Nice.
Really
That's
awesome.
Cool, yeah.
And she's got long hair that cover her ears, so they've been in her ears the whole time, and you don't, not right this second, but at home, and you don't know that
they're
she's
fused to your head.
She can't hear you, but you can't see them because of her hair.
That's smart. For like during classes.
Well, it's very nice of your grandparents, because I don't know if you know this, they're $12,000 a set. They're very, very expensive.
She also asked for Barbie dolls.
No, Barbie dolls.
Not correct.
That's not correct. You guys are so funny.
I think tomorrow, one of the things they didn't ask for, but their Pat's mom gave them.
We're going to see Justin Timberlake.
Cool.
So we're very.
You know what's exciting?
Oh, neat.
You know, Patrick. You know what's exciting about that, Patrick? I'm going to open for him. I'm on stage dancing right before he comes out.
I don't think he is.
No.
You know who could be, though, someday? Catherine. Can we brag on you?
Yeah.
Come on. You are an awesome singer. We've seen you sing Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, she can sing right now.
Maybe before 10,
she'll sing an entire song. I'm kidding, Catherine. I won't make you do that.
Right now.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, good to see you, Mr. I Don't Care. I want to go be on TV.
You could be the dancer. Patrick's got moves.
I think you owe him some money, too.
Right. Do I?
His birthday. Well, yeah. If you're really passing out birthday
gifts. I can
see
your purse. All right. We got to take a break. Hang around, you guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear you. Birthday to you.
You know, a cat is a School of Rock kid.
I know.
That was Jack Black, you know, who starred in School of Rock. See how we all tie it together?
Love it.
924. If you're looking to pick up a couple of things, Russell Crowe's having a divorce sale. Russell Crowe getting divorced after a lot of years, actually. And he's selling off everything that he doesn't need, including memorabilia from Gladiator, Cinderella Man, L.A. Confidential, and Master and Commander. a highly personal collection worth $3 million.
Dave, let's chip in. We can get Steve for Christmas the body armor from Gladiator.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I think that
that'd be a hot look for me.
It would look great on you.
Awesome.
Or you would look great in it.
Yeah.
200 items up for sale. It's April 7th. Now, it's going to be in Australia, so you got to fly to get there.
Oh, I can't go April
7th. It's a long trip.
What are you doing April 7th?
I have plans.
Well, it's not like he's going to have another sale. You got to get there if you want this stuff.
Can you go? I can't go.
I'll go. Hey, for this show, I will go.
It'll
to
be
get the body armor.
Sotheby's in Australia. $2.8 million worth of stuff.
But they have locations here. It's a chain, isn't it?
Sotheby's? Yes. Yeah, it's like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Be like a Facebook Live with the paddles.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a couple of the things you could pick up if you go. It's worth $20,000 to $30,000. It's a stunt piece of body armor worn by Russell Crowe in Gladiator. $20,000 to $30,000.
We could do that. We'll just all chip in.
How about the aluminum prop sword from Gladiator? It's aluminum. It's a prop sword. $3,000.
Three? Oh, that's better.
Couldn't you just make one out of like Reynolds wrap?
Yeah, why do you want it anyway?
And a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. A blue satin robe worn in Cinderella Man as a boxer.
Yeah. Hey, Katie wants that one.
It's kind of sweaty, probably.
You know, what do you think? $2,000?
Totally. With the bulldog?
Yeah,
do it.
Exactly.
With the bulldog, yeah.
Well, that's it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
That's the logo.
That's why I'm in.
He stole Biscuit's look.
Yeah. Yeah, $2,000. A violin used by Russell Crowe in Master and Commander. You're not going to believe how much this is.
A violin.
$110,000.
Do you want a violin?
Nothing.
Okay. It says no.
That's not too much money.
See,
yeah.
Do you think $110,000, you think could you afford that? I mean, do you have that kind of dough?
Yeah, you're just going to sell your house, and then you're going to sell your beach house, and then you're going to sell your guest house, and you got
your car.
You got to sell your friend's house. You got to sell your cousin's house.
You got to start telling me some behind-the-scenes stuff. Apparently,
things are good. House?
Apparently, Sandberg and your dad are loaded.
Mary has a beach house. I want that next weekend.
No, I did. Did you know that Sandberg had that kind of dough?
The guest house?
Guest house, a beach house, a regular house.
And they're selling their friends' homes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right.
How about a Templar tunic and chain worn by Russell Crowe and Robin Hood? I can get you this, Dave, for $25,000.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making that kind of offer to just anybody.
Dave in a tunic.
You can see the full catalog at the Sotheby's website, Sothebys. Again, it's April 7th in Australia. Dave can't make it. He's busy.
Apparently, you need to offer those to the Boyles, not to me. They have the dough.
Based on what Patrick described, can't you see Pat Boyle wearing the body armor around the house, acting like he's the king?
Totally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
All we need is like a crown and a big throne.
Yeah.
Does your dad have a throne?
He does.
Yeah. He sits around on the throne quite a bit, does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the throne?
If you guys can't find him, do you just figure he's on the throne?
Yeah. The living room? Yeah. Yes. They're going to say the bathroom.
Does your dad make you guys wait on him hand and foot?
No.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Patrick, you feel like we've had a good talk so far this morning?
Yeah.
He wants to go watch TV, Steve.
Yeah.
You want to tell people what I gave you for your birthday?
You gave me $1.
It's 9:28. We're back with
more. You're Catherine. You want this?
Oh, that is so thanks, sweet. Catherine.
Because what am I going to do with it? I can't, like, buy anything.
You know what? He's not lying. You can't get anything for a dollar. Hey, you know what? I feel badly about that. Let me see if I got another one here for you. Yeah, there's another one. Now you have two.
Now you can buy like a pack of gum or some candy. Yeah.
Or, Dave, when you and I were kids, a new car.
I gave up candy for Lent.
Okay. Well, you can work that out off the air. It's 9:28. Headlines coming up on 720 WGN.